blessed, so blessed, hell blessed, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, I'm blessed, I'm
praise blessed. Praise Master Jesus. This is the Land of Wisdom of Our, the Voice of Rest, by God's friend, Fora Obiajuru Chigozie. Let's pray. Eternal Rock of Ages, we give you all the glory. King of Glory, we honor your name. Thank you for this wonderful platform to share the gospel to God's people and to the ends of the earth. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, Lord of Lords. Thank you, the I Am that I Am, for what you have done. We receive the oil of quick understanding to understand the precepts of the kingdom that brings us to a high functionality in you. Thank you, King of Kings, in Jesus' name. We are welcome to this awesome episode, How to Live and Function in an Open Heaven Experiences. This is what called open heaven. I've heard some persons pray, Lord, open the heaven above them. Or somebody said, the heaven is closed on you. Pay attention. I'm going to say some things that will ruffle some religious minds, but that's the truth. Praise Master Jesus. I don't subscribe to your belief system. I subscribe to the revelation of the Word of God. Praise Master Jesus. Let's look at the Bible in Genesis 1, 6 to 10. Genesis 1, 6 to 10. Then God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Pay attention. When God said, let there be firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. There is a water above, there is water below. Secondly, verse 7, he said, thus God made the firmament, and divide the waters which we are under the firmament from the waters which we are above the firmament, the waters above and the waters below. And God called the firmament heaven. So, evening and morning were the second day. Verse 9, the God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth. In other words, who separated earth from heaven? Praise Master Jesus. Very important question. Who separated earth from heaven? That means earth is a dimension of heaven. The water above and the water below. There is one water. In that water, they were separated. The water above and the water below. The water above, he called it heaven. The water below, he called it what? Earth. They were one substance. Who demarcated this? Our religious system. Let's go on. In Genesis 2, verse 8, the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and he put man who he had formed. Pay attention. In the beginning, heaven and earth were overlapping. If you have seen this intersect of this mathematics problem called subset, intersect. That word intersect, first circle, and that circle comes in between it. Heaven and earth were interlapping. They were overlapping. There's an intersection of heaven and earth. In the beginning, there was no separation. They were one. Praise Master Jesus. They were what? They were one. And in the overlapping position, God planted a garden. It was that intersection and heaven and earth that God placed the first Adam. Pay attention. God placed the first Adam in the intercession and the heaven. That means the first Adam in him was the overlapping position of heaven and earth. Praise Master Jesus. First Adam became a converging point between heaven and earth. They were having face-to-face encounter with Jehovah. They were having face-to-face communion and koinonia with God. Praise Master Jesus. But in Genesis 3, 8 and 9, something happened. Genesis 3, 8 and 9. Follow me systematically. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and the wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. Pay attention. How did God bring life to the first Adam? He said God breathed into him. In other words, God has to face to face, mouth to mouth, nostrils to nostrils, and breathed in himself into Adam. And Adam became a living soul. They were having face-to-face encounter with Jehovah. They were having face-to-face encounter. But this time around, after the fall, they did not have that expression again. They began to hear the voice of God, the word of God, and the sound of God. How can sound walk, that means that sound is a person. That voice is a person. Some translators call it, they heard the word of God. In other words, the word of God is a person. The voice of God is a person. They could not see anymore. They were hearing. Remember, I'm talking about how to function in the open heaven experiences, or how to live in open heaven experiences. From that moment, man began to struggle to connect God in heaven, because God is the source of our lives. Fish cannot live on the ground. They can only function in the water. Why? Water is their natural habitation. The same way crocodile, if you bring crocodile on the ground, give him some time, he will die. Because ground is not a natural habitation of crocodile or fishes. It's in the waters. Same way, man cannot survive without God, who is the source of his life, the breath of life. Man began to struggle to connect to the source of his life. Began to do all kinds of stuff. Praise Master Jesus. Follow me systematically. Then in John 1, verse 1, pay attention. If you remember in Genesis 3, verse 8, when they heard the word of God, they ran away. They did not know that word, John 1 is now revealing to us, that word they heard was with God. In the beginning was that word, and that word was with God, and that word was God. In other words, the voice or the word or the sound they heard that was walking, they were hearing God himself. God is the word of God. But something strange happened. In John 1 verse 9, the Bible said that Jesus is the true light that lighteth every man that comes into the world. But before John 1 9, in John 1 verse 2 and 3, the Bible said, through him all things were made. That was nothing made, that was everything, both in heaven and earth, were made through him. In other words, Jesus becomes a foundational principle of all creation. He is the foundation principle of all creation. Praise Master Jesus. Pay attention. And in John 1 verse 14, the Bible said that word that was with God, that was God, became flesh and dwelt among us. In other words, that word that was with God became flesh and blood and dwell among us. Remember, that word they ran away, now decided, since this man I created ran away from the word decided to become flesh, to come and dwell among us. In other words, if man ran away from the word of God, out of love, that word, which is the person of Christ, decides to become flesh, to come and dwell among us. What a loving God. Even when man ran away, the King of Glory came to us. That word that was with God, that was God, became flesh in John 1:12. Became flesh and dwell among us. Praise Master Jesus. In Ephesians 1 verse 10, remember, in first Adam, the heaven got separated from the earth, because the first Adam was the converging point of heaven and earth. In him, the heaven got separated from the earth. In the first Adam. But in this last Adam, which is Christ, in Ephesians 1 verse 10, the Bible said, in Christ, God gathered all things in heaven and on earth and brought them together in him. In Christ, God brought all things both in heaven and on earth. In other words, Christ becomes not just the foundational principle in which all things were created. Everything that was created was brought forth in him, completely in him. In other words, three is in Christ. Wood in Christ. Everything, both in heaven and on earth, was brought forth together in him. Praise Master Jesus. In Christ, God did not only restore the convergence of heaven and earth, he gathered all things in him. And that Christ, where is he? Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. That means every man that has received Christ as his Lord and Savior is the summation principle of all creation. Glory. Every person that has received Christ as your Lord and your Savior, you have become the summation principle of all creation. All things in heaven, all things on earth is in you. No wonder in 2 Peter verse 2, 3 and 4, he said that all things needed for life and godliness has been deposited inside of us by his divine power. That means Christ in us is the summation principle of all things we are looking for. Let us stop worrying about the things of life. We have it inside of us. What do? We step into the experiences and begin to receive the manifestation of all things that God has bedded inside of us. Praise Master Jesus. Christ in us is the summation of all things, both in heaven and earth. Here, hey, hello. I'm going to say something that's going to ruffle your belief system. Christ in us is not just the summation of all things in heaven on earth currently. Christ in us is the foundational principle of the new heaven and the new earth. As a matter of fact, anybody in Christ is the new heaven and the new earth. It's inside of him. I say it again. Christ in us is not just the summation principle of all creation, both in heaven and earth. Christ in us is not only the conversion point of heaven and earth. In other words, in Christ, God brought back heaven and earth together again. Not just that. Christ in us is the summation principle of all creation. If Christ in us is not just the summation principle of all creation, Christ in us is the foundational principle for the new heaven and the new earth. The first creation, the second creation, God created them with the tenses of heaven. But the last creation, or the last manifestation, or the last expression, or the new heaven and the new earth, God, we're going to collaborate with him to flesh it out of our being. Man in Christ, or Christ in man, is actually the new heaven and the new earth. Praise Master Jesus. In Revelation, the Bible said that that new heaven and new earth, it was like a bride coming out of God. A bride, and that God is where? In us. It's going to come out of us. The new heaven and new earth is going to come out of us. Praise Master Jesus. It's getting interesting. We don't pray for open heaven. We are the open heaven. Praise Master Jesus. We are the open heaven. If you go to Psalm 24 verse 7. Psalm 24 verse 7. That talks about, lift up your heads, O you gates. Be lifted up, O you everlasting doors. If you read it in Passion Translation, he said, lift up your heads. So, wake up, O you living gateways. He was talking about man. Why? David was prophesying what is about to happen. So wake up, O you living gateways. Christ is the gate. Because of Christ in us, we are the living gateways. Jesus said, I am the door. In John 10, verse 10, I am the door. John 10, 9 and 10. I am the door. Whoever that comes to my Father must come through me. We are not just the living gateways in this realm of eternity. We are also the living doorways of eternity because of Christ. In John 14, verse 8, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. That means Christ in us is that way. He has made us. We are one. We are the living gateways of heaven on earth. We are the living doorways of heaven and earth. We are the living highways of God on earth. We are all kinds of living pathways of God on earth. Praise Master Jesus. Stop disturbing God. Focus on Christ in you and thresh out what God has put inside of man. People say we do not know what we are or what we are going to become. Or that when we see Christ, we so much marveled. Religious has closed our eyes. I'm not here to appeal to your religious belief system. I'm here to talk about what Christ has done for us. Praise Master Jesus. If we are the living gateways and the living doorways of eternity, why? When Bible said, in Ecclesiastes, Bible said, God has put eternity in our heart. And I ask, in Ephesians 3 verse 17, Bible said, Christ dwells in our heart. That means the person that was dwelling in our heart, who is the living gateway, the person dwelling in our heart, who is the doorway to every all creation, to eternity and everything. You know what? Christ in us is the gateway of eternity. Christ in us is the gateway of eternity. We are an embodiment of all creation. Trees are in us. Talk about it. Anything you want is in us. Because we are the tree of life. That we are the tree, the planting of the Lord. We are the tree of life. We are the tree of righteousness. Praise Master Jesus. Let's move on. In Genesis 3 verse 24, Bible said that the way that God places the cherubim and the flaming sword on the way to the tree of life, the cherubim and the flaming sword is a beam. That word cherubim and the flaming, they are beam. that is guarding the way to the tree of life. If Jesus said, I am the way, that means Christ is that way to the tree of life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Christ in us is that way. There are ways. There is a way of righteousness. There is the way of wisdom. Hello? There are many ways in the Bible. The way of righteousness, the way of the tree of life, the way of wisdom. Praise Master Jesus. And Christ in us is that way. Are you getting what I'm saying? If Christ in us is that way, and the cherubim and the flaming sword were guarding that way, that means there is a dimension of Christ in us called the cherubic, and the dimension of Christ in us called the flaming sword. What the Bible said, that out of his mouth came out the double-edged sword, the flaming sword. This is who he is. Christ in us is that way. In him, dimension of him is that flaming sword. Dimension of him is that cherubic structure or the cherubic nature. The divine nature is also called the cherubic nature. It's also called the metatronic nature. Praise Master Jesus. We don't pray for open heaven. We are the open heaven. The way is a person. The person of Christ. Jesus said, I am the truth. He don't say, I want the truth. If you want to the truth, go to the truth, because the truth is a person. It's a person of Christ. The life. In 1 John 1 verse 1 to 3, he said, the life that was with God, internal life, has manifested to us. Christ Jesus is the internal life. Praise Master Jesus. I'm going to say something. Praise Master Jesus. I'm going to say something. When Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you go to the book of James 1, verse 18, he said, of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be the kind of first fruit of his creation. Remember, in John 1, verse 16 and 17, the Bible said that law came through Moses, but grace and truth came through Christ. Pay attention. Grace and truth, two double-edged sword. Grace and truth, what does he mean? The word of grace and the word of truth, because Jesus is the manifestation of the living word. In him, he is the word of grace and the word of truth. In Acts 20, verse 32, the Bible says that word of grace is able to build us up and give us inheritance in experience among those being sanctified, among the saints. But in James 1, verse 18, he said that the word of truth does one thing. He brought us in into the expression of the first fruit of the creatures. In 2 Corinthians verse 17, he that is in Christ is a new creature. That word creation is good, but the right word is creature. We are the living creatures of God on earth. Hey, praise Master Jesus. This is who we are. We don't pray for open heaven. We are the open heaven. We are the living gateways of eternity. We are the living doorways, the living byways, the living highways, the living pathways of eternity upon the face of the earth. This is who we are. But there are open heaven experiences. In Matthew 3 verse 16, when Jesus was undergoing a baptism, the Bible said the heaven opened. Pay attention. And that heaven opened has not closed, and it will not close again. That heaven opened, and John said, I saw the Spirit of God coming upon him like a dove, and did not alight, he rested upon him. I ask a question. If Jesus is the side of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit is coming upon, hello, think about it. The Spirit of God came upon him. That very person that the Spirit of God came upon, or the Holy Ghost came upon, the seven spirits of God came upon him, the Holy Ghost, and the seven spirits of God rested upon him, that person they rested upon is not just Christ before the cross. When he was glorified, everything was magnified, not just as a man, but as God. Now, he's living inside of us. One of the experiences of functioning and living in open heaven, simple. Lord, I enter into the open heaven experiences. The more I step into the open heaven experiences, Christ in us who is full of the Spirit without measure. Bible said in Revelation 3 verse 1, he who has the seven spirits of God cries in us, who is full of the Holy Ghost, full of the seven spirits of God, will start revealing himself in and through us. What will happen? He will start resting upon us. Remember, Jesus made a statement sometime in the Bible. He said that the Son of Man does not have a place to lay his head. That the Son of Man does not have a place to lay his head. What does he mean? That him, the head, is fully matured, but he does not have the fully matured body in which he will rest his head upon. In other words, as we develop Christ in us, and Christ in us is being fully revealed in and through us, Christ will find a resting place, because we are the true resting place of God. We are the habitation of God. We are the house of God. God will begin to rest upon us in an experience. Praise Master Jesus. There was a woman that they brought to me one day. She came to me and said, for 6 years, she has been having this moving object in her system. And sometimes it comes to her head. It seems like she wants to run mad. And it has affected her body functionality and everything. She couldn't eat nothing for 6 years. And she met some persons and all that. They said to her, go and buy things. Pay attention. Anybody that says to you, go and buy things, they go to you, run away. Hello? Go and buy anything. There is only one way, and that way is the way of Christ, the way of the Spirit, the way of God. When it comes to the operation of the Spirit, there is only one person, and that, so to say, the way they told us, because there's only one person, and that person is Christ, telling you to go and buy material things. And Bible says, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. They told the woman to go and buy salt, go and buy that one. She finished buying, and she keep on buying for 6 years. And suddenly, the thing continued and multiplied, because they exposed that to witchcraft and marine nonsense. We came in contact. I just made a simple proclamation. I said to her, just come around on Wednesday fellowship. One of the Wednesdays she came after 2 weeks or so. I was ministering. Suddenly, I saw the angel of the commission coming upon her like a dove. I saw the Lord coming upon her like a dove. I said, thank you, Father. I now announced it. She went home. After 2 days, she had a dream where a mighty dove came and perched on her shoulder. Everybody around her ran away. She couldn't run. As she was shouting, come and help me, come and help me. She did not know that it was the weight of His Majesty that rested upon her shoulder. What the Bible said, that the government of heaven shall rest upon, the weight of His Majesty rested upon her shoulder. She began to shout. And after that encounter, she woke up. That nonsense stopped. Remember, 6 years, 2 weeks it took us, and nothing left her body. She had a feeling after 2 weeks. What she has been on for 6 years. If you see anybody having such infirmity, bring them to us. We have the answer. Any form of sickness or disease or sicknesses, bring them to us. Praise Master Jesus. This is who we are. Praise Master Jesus. But these things I've said today will not benefit you if you're not in Christ. There are many experiences. We continue next week. But I want to pray for those that are yet to know Jesus. If you're yet to know Jesus, put your hand on your chest. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me. Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart you came in the flesh. You were raised in my name. You were glorified in my name. I confess your Lordship. You are my Lord and my Savior. I abdicate the throne of my heart to you. I receive eternal life into my heart. Amen. I want to pray all kinds of prayer. All kinds of problems and situations. Put your hand on your chest. Thank you, the only wise God. There is a man I'm seeing in my spirit. You're a very good carpenter. As you are using your drilling machine, any form of accident involving you and that drilling machine that even cut off your finger, Lord, I declare that accident is rolled away, cancelled in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. There is a woman I'm seeing in my spirit, in Oka precisely. Any form of attack as you're walking on the road, and that contain a huge sum of money. Lord, I decree and declare that strange attack by the strange man cancelled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I see a name before me, Chizoba. Chizoba, as I'm looking at you in my spirit, it seems like somebody only ate a rub. You're having that rub sensation in your eyes. I decree and declare, and it even causes tears to come out of your eyes for the past 12 years. I decree and declare that strange infirmity dried up, cancelled in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a family in my spirit. You had the first child, it died. Had the second child, and anytime you see a strange word echo. Your child dies. The second one died. You had the third one, and the third one died. And that word echo, anytime he appears, your child dies. I decree and declare that marine witchcraft operation in your home, the hand of my God has suspended it, canceled in the mighty name of Jesus. And I proclaim every form of dark, strange influence of demonic operation canceled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a nurse in a leukemist. Any form of moving object on your 2 feet, I proclaim, for the past 4 years, in the name of Jesus, you have disappeared out of that body in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a name before me, innocent. You're having a terrible heart disease. As I speak to you now, recreative miracle is taking place on your heart. A new heart has been communicated to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. On a shuttle bus, you are moving, but you are having a throat infirmity or throat cancer. Can be a proper now. The fire of the Spirit of God has dried it up, canceling it, and taking it out of the way in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm seeing a young boy of 15 years, everyone about born, tear from Dana Field. I decree and declare such strange infirmity cut off, canceled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, my mama, in the Lord, I hear about Gabanobi. He already can almost say 21 in number. Can they cook one now? The fire of the Spirit that Okwala ha canceled, taken out of your body completely in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. I'm seeing a young lady of 12 years. EJ school. And I could say, what are you now? You already can mbubo glisi. EJ fachicha your brain. Mbubo glisi. This thing started 2 years ago. You already can mbubo glisi. EJ fachicha your brain. Can you cook one now? Akachini kafaya puge right now. Your mind and your consciousness is opened, and your IQ, your EQ, your XQ, your intelligent quotient has been multiplied and superabound in the mighty name of Jesus. Whoever that have any same infirmity, all of them canceled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. That person now who ototo, thank you, Father. I decree and declare you are 36 years of age. That strange boy has dried up, canceled, and taken out of your body in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As anyway, heart infection or whatever, I don't care what that thing is all about. I proclaim that infirmity canceled, dried up in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. That family of six, stamped and sealed in the name of Jesus. I declare that family of six, in the name of Jesus Christ. I proclaim by the rod of authority upon this assignment, unlimited instant answers, excellent results, testimonies, experiences, multiplied, super abound in our experiences in the mighty name of Jesus, upon the lives of our listeners all over the world in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I would love to hear your testimonies. Our contact address is 080-675-64001. 080-675-64001. Tuesday is our counseling by 8 a.m. Wednesday, our fellowship by 11 a.m. And our ministry is located at Amazike Village along Odogu Plaza Road, Mbakwa. Follow us on Facebook, Eagle and Dove Wisdom Ministry, on our website, Eagle and Dove Wisdom Ministry.